It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
Oh, oh, all you sweat hogs, sit down. It's time for the SwampSwami.com sports podcast.
Welcome back. 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 Welcome back.
What? Well, I don't understand this.
And we have another new number one in the Swamp Swami Top 25. Hello there, hope your Thanksgiving was well. You can probably tell that one of us has been dealing with a cold.
Ricola.
So if you'll excuse the voice, let's go on with the show. No, the Hypnotoad did not cause TCU to leapfrog all the unbeaten teams last week, at least not yet. With a solid 45-23 win at Ohio State on Saturday, the 12-0 Michigan Wolverines kept doing what they've done to every other opponent in 2022. Michigan ran the ball with authority, passed when they needed to wide-open targets, and their stellar defense clamped down on yet another opponent coming down the stretch. It was the first win by Michigan on Ohio State's home field since the year 2000.
Yes!
Many of the players on the ball field Saturday hadn't even been born at that time. Sporting the nation's third-best scoring defense at just 12.7 points per game coming into the showdown, the Michigan defense may have cost Ohio State's quarterback C.J. Stroud his chance to win the Heisman Trophy coming up in a few weeks. The 11-1 Buckeyes quarterback tossed two interceptions to go along with his two touchdown passes in the Big Ten East battle. Michigan's surprising 21-point fourth-quarter scoring outburst served to silence the Ohio State home crowd. And with the win, Michigan is now going to play in the Big Ten championship game on Saturday against the West Division survivor Purdue, who's now 8-4. After Iowa, who's 7-5 now, lost at home on Friday to a rejuvenated Nebraska team, the door was open for the Boilermakers to grab the West title on Saturday, and that they did. Purdue scored 27 points after halftime to take a 30-16 win at intrastate rival Indiana. Purdue's starting quarterback, Aiden O'Connell, posted a note on Twitter this weekend that his oldest brother had passed away 2 days before the team's final regular season game with Indiana. Though O'Connell will be grieving with his family this coming week, the team fully expects that the 6th-year senior is going to be back in time to play against Michigan for the Big Ten title this coming Saturday in Indianapolis. In Athens, Georgia, the 12-0 Georgia Bulldogs trailed rival Georgia Tech by 7 points in the first quarter Saturday. But then Georgia eventually grabbed a 10-7 halftime lead and then exploded for 27 second-half points to win 37-14 and complete a regular season with a perfect 12-0 record. Georgia will now face SEC West champion LSU, who's 9-3, in the SEC title game this coming Saturday, 3 p.m. on CBS. LSU laid the biggest egg of the weekend by losing 38-23 to a 5-7 Texas A&M. Coming into this game with just 2 losses, LSU needed to drub the Aggies and then upset unbeaten Georgia this coming weekend to have any chance of making the 4-team college football playoffs. The Aggies dominated this game and fully deserved to win. LSU is still playing for the SEC championship this weekend against Georgia, but the Tigers' magical ride will not end in a national championship after that loss to Texas A&M. In Fort Worth, Texas, the 12-0 TCU Horned Frogs did not require any last-minute inspiration from the team's animated reptilian good luck charm, the Hypnotoad.
All glory to the Hypnotoad!
In TCU's season finale against Iowa State, the Horned Frogs jumped to a 24-point first-quarter lead and then destroyed the Cyclones by a whopping 62-14 final score. Senior leader Max Duggan completed 17 of 24 passes for 3 touchdowns as he leapfrogged his way into Heisman consideration after another excellent performance. Don't forget about TCU's 220-pound running back Kendre Miller, too. The junior from Mount Enterprise in northeastern Texas scored 2 more touchdowns in the game, and he now has 16 for the year as he's averaging more than 100 yards per game for the Horned Frogs. TCU will try to lock up its spot in the 4-team college playoffs with a win against Kansas State, who's 9-3 this coming Saturday. That game's at 11 a.m. on ABC. Even a small loss by a touchdown or less by the Frogs in this coming game might give the East Coast biased BCS voters a chance to award this slot to 11-1 Ohio State. Regardless of Ohio State's reputation, TCU deserves to get into the football Final Four on the basis of beating several ranked Big 12 teams during the regular season. Ohio State had 8 home games, and they couldn't even win the Eastern Division of the Big Ten, and they're not even playing in the league's championship game. There you have it. Out west, the 11-1 USC Trojans took a 10-point first quarter lead and never relinquished it as they downed Notre Dame by a final score of 38-27 Saturday. Now, USC's chances to advance to the college football playoffs are in their own hands. With a win this coming Friday night, it's Friday, 7 p.m. on Fox, the Trojans would avenge their only loss of the year as they're going to once again take on the Utah Utes in the Pac-12 championship game. And now finally, the Tulane Green Wave, who's 10-2, will host the American Athletic Conference championship game on Saturday in New Orleans against 9-3 University of Central Florida. Now, if you're thinking, hey, didn't UCF just beat Tulane in New Orleans a few weeks ago? Hey, you'd be correct. However, UCF dropped a game at home to Navy, and that handed the home field advantage right back to the Green Wave. Tulane has not appeared in a major bowl game since, are you ready? The 1939 Sugar Bowl. One source is now reporting that Tulane could be invited to play in the Cotton Bowl New Year's game in Dallas with a victory over UCF this Saturday at 3 p.m. on ABC. Hey, let's go Greenies. It's time to now reveal the newest SwampSwamiSports.com college football top 25 rankings for the week ending Saturday, November 26, 2022. Coming in this week at number 25 out of the Big 12 at 9-3, the Kansas State Wildcats. They'll visit Dallas for the Big 12 title game against TCU. It's 11 o'clock Saturday on ABC. At number 24 this week from the ACC, the North Carolina Tar Heels. They're playing in the ACC's title game this Saturday, 7 p.m. on ABC against Clemson. At number 23 from the Pac-12, UCLA. At number 22, also from the Pac-12, Oregon. At number 21 out of the Mountain West at 9-3, the Boise State Broncos. They'll host 8-4 Fresno State for the Mountain West Championship. That game's at 3 p.m. Saturday on Fox. At number 20, also from the Pac-12, Oregon State. At number 19 out of the SEC, following their disappointing loss to Texas A&M, it's the LSU Tigers. They'll still have a chance for the SEC Championship as they visit Georgia in Atlanta to play that game at 3 p.m. Saturday on CBS. At number 18 out of the ACC at 9-3, it's Florida State. Number 17 from the American Conference, 9-3, the University of Central Florida. UCF will travel to New Orleans to play Tulane this Saturday, 3 p.m. on ABC. At number 16 from the Pac-12, at 9-3, the Utah Utes will be playing USC again, and this time for the Pac-12 title, Friday night, 7 p.m. on Fox. Coming in at number 15 from the Sun Belt Conference, it's Coastal Carolina. Now, they'll visit Troy to play the Trojans for the Sun Belt title, 2:30 p.m. Saturday on ESPN. At number 14 out of the Sun Belt, at 10-2, it's the South Alabama Jaguars. At number 13, Conference USA leader UT San Antonio will host the Conference USA title game against North Texas. That's on Friday night at 6:30 p.m. if you receive the CBS Sports Network, that is. At number 12 from the Big Ten at 10-2, it's Penn State. At number 11, waiting and sitting at home, hoping to see a lot of teams lose this weekend, it's the SEC's Alabama. At number 10 out of the ACC at 10-2, it's the Clemson Tigers, who will play North Carolina in that ACC title game, 7 p.m. Saturday on ABC. At number 9 from the American Conference, it's the Tulane Green Wave, who will play host to UCF on Saturday, 3 p.m. in New Orleans for the AAC title game. At number 8 out of the Pac-12, a great season for the Washington Huskies at 10-2. Same for number 7, Tennessee out of the SEC. They finished the year at 10-2 and await their bowl designation. At number 6, at 10-2 out of the Sun Belt, the Troy Trojans. Troy will host Coastal Carolina for the Sun Belt title at 2:30 on ESPN. And by the way, Troy is ranked at that level because their best win of the year is at 10-2 South Alabama, where they won 10-6. Now our top 5. At number 5 from the Pac-12 at 11-1, it's the USC Trojans, who will play Utah in the Pac-12 championship game that's this coming Friday night, 7 p.m. on Fox. At number 4, out of the Big Ten after their first loss last weekend, it's the Ohio State Buckeyes, and they, like Alabama, are going to be sitting at home hoping that everyone loses this weekend so they have a chance for the college football playoffs. At number 3 from the Big 12, at 12-0, one of our 3 unbeaten teams, it's those TCU Horned Frogs. The Frogs will hop over 15 miles to Arlington, Texas to play Kansas State in the Big 12 championship game, 11 a.m. Saturday on ABC. At number 2 from the SEC at 12-0, it's the Georgia Bulldogs. They'll play West winner of the SEC LSU for the championship game, 3 p.m. Saturday on CBS. And now, a brand new number 1 team for the first time this year. From the Big Ten Conference at 12-0, after putting a shellacking on Ohio State 45-23, it's our new number 1 team, the Michigan Wolverines. Michigan is going to play Purdue on Saturday night at 7 p.m. on Fox for the Big Ten Championship in Indianapolis. Hopefully next week my voice will be better. I will see you soon. We'll be right back.